So it's just after Thursday lunchtime. Here at Michael Faraday School, and we're all smiling, very happy, full of energy, because we've just witnessed what I think was a pretty amazing Year 6 assembly. So I've got a couple of guys who are pretty much leading the whole assembly from Year 6. So young man, your name?
Michael.
And madam?
Courtney.
So we have Michael and we have Courtney, both from Year 6. Now this assembly, Michael, it was themed quite specifically around one subject. What was the cause?
The cause was sport relief.
Which is coming up very soon, next Friday. So can you please describe, in the assembly we had a bit of a potted history of sports relief. Can you describe what we mentioned about sports relief, its history, its origins?
Well, sport relief is a fundraising event run by Comic Relief, and it helps people in the UK and around the world who are living in poverty kind of sort their lives out.
Yeah, perfect. And I think that's quite important. So the UK and around the world, what I think was really uplifting, Courtney, we had lots of flags were being waved at the start.
Yeah.
What was the idea? What did that signify?
That meant that every country around the world is being helped by sport relief and comic relief. And that meant that in our class, we've got loads of people from loads of areas and countries.
Yep, so we're always thinking we should be so proud of our backgrounds here at Michael Faraday, and went through the list of countries and languages that are spoken in Year 6. We could recap, we'd be here all afternoon. It was so many, such a rich, rich variety. And then, Michael, so I guess really the kind of centrepiece of the assembly, we focused upon Ghana. Why did we choose Ghana to look at? Any particular reason?
Because we focus on this boy who is 10 and he's called Daniel. And he has to get up every morning for 2 days a week. And he needs to go to a gold mine to help his family, get money, buy food. And he's all doing that just to help his family. So we thought that was pretty special. So we chose to just get that in our assembly and just focus on it.
Yeah, people were watching the video in complete silence, all the year groups, year 3 to year 6, Courtney. It seemed a pretty hard life for this young boy in Ghana. How do you think it compares to the way that we live our lives in London?
In our life, we get a good education, which is free. But in Ghana, you have to pay 50 cedis for school, which is about £15 in this country. And
the whole food situation as well. So was there plentiful food for him to eat?
Daniel only gets breakfast if there's leftovers from dinner. So if there's no leftovers, then he's going to have to wait until next dinner time for lunch. And it's really hard to get food over there because to earn money you have to work. And his parents are not healthy enough to work for him, so he has to work for his family.
Yeah, so the message really was about how here at Michael Faraday we can perhaps try and contribute to help people like Daniel as part of sports relief. So our assembly also, it was quite lively and quite colourful. So maybe, Michael, if you want to explain about some of the activities that took place.
Well, a few of the kids that are from Ghana decided that they would do a special tribute dance. So they made this own dance, and they had drums, and they started took over the assembly a little bit with their dancing, so they would have drums in the background, and it was a really beautiful dance.
It was superb. We've got a video of it, we'll put it on the school website, so michaelfaradayschool.co.uk. I think, Courtney, more importantly, so we're going to focus our efforts now, next week or so, towards sports relief. What's going to be happening at Michael Faraday, first of all, with the costume situation?
So people can dress up as football stars, but make it creative at the same time.
And how's that going to raise money?
That's going to raise money by you bring in a pound, so you dress up, and then whoever wins it, they win a prize, which it's not just dressing up for fundraising, it's actually a fun event.
Yeah, and also, Michael, so we'll finish. So we mentioned about the costumes, but also the message was we want each class to go away from that assembly and hopefully to trigger their own ideas. What kind of suggestions could we have?
Well, you could do... Well, it's not just up to me, but you could think, just get creative, really, and just think about what you could do at home. What do you like? And then you could just ask people to give you money, and then, say, a sponsored Keepy Uppy Athon, a sponsored Hula Hoop Athon.
OK, we're almost out of time, but loads of ideas from Michael, which we'll end there. Thank you, and thank you to Courtney.